Good, so we're going to sit for about half an hour, 35 minutes. Can you still hear me at the back? Great. So just settling down into your seat and giving your body a chance to arrive. Listening into your body deeply. Seeing if you can ask your body, what do you need right now? How would you like to sit? It doesn't have to be the way you've been taught to sit. And just getting a sense of yourself in the room, the people around you, the silence, having left everything else behind just for today. Nothing you need to do, nowhere you need to get to. No one's here to judge anyone else. This is your personal relationship with your mind and your body. So to evoke a sense of kindness and warmth, safety and acceptance, you may like to imagine for a moment that you're held in the gaze of a Buddha, or maybe a Kuan Yin, or someone you have great confidence in, maybe someone who's a very good dear friend to you. Maybe even an aspect of nature. Whatever represents safety, kindness, compassion. How would a Buddha regard you? How would that feel to be regarded with kindly eyes, fully understanding and accepting you, aware that you suffer, and showing tender concern and care? How would that feel? And as you're held in this kindness, the loving gaze of a Buddha or a friend, notice yourself relaxing more deeply into the space. Allowing yourself all the time you need. And if you find you're not relaxed, that's fine too. Now gently bringing your attention to your toes. Noticing what's going on in your toes. If there's any sensation. And asking your toes, how are you? Showing them care. If they want to move, if you want to change the position of your feet, do that, whatever makes you more comfortable and relaxed. And noticing the feedback that you get. Your awareness infused with warmth and kindness to spread from the feet through the ankles to the lower legs. Regarding your legs with kindness. And noticing the effect of that kindness. And in your own time, at your own speed, continuing to spread this loving attention through the legs, the knees, the thighs. As though mindfulness were the light of the sun, bringing light to whatever you're experiencing, and kindness with a warmth. Spreading this loving attention into your buttocks, and through the whole torso of the body. Being curious, listening deeply to what's happening in there. And finding out what kind of attention is needed to soothe, to relax, to calm down any tightness, any aching or tension. Just going very gently. Caring for the moment. Paying attention to the back, to the shoulders, especially any area where you find tension is developed. Perhaps breathing into those areas as though breathing in warmth. Letting go of any holding. Allowing the shoulders to fully relax. Be intuitive. If you find some areas need more attention, you can linger longer there. You may want to go deeply inside a particular sensation, or maybe hover on the outside. Give it more space. See what helps you to sustain a kind and loving attention on any area of the body. And remembering places which you might not normally notice, like the side of the ribs or the armpits. How do they feel? bringing your attention to your fingers, fingertips, palms of the hands. Noticing if there's anything you could do to relax them further. Perhaps adjusting them or just imbuing warmth, gratitude into your own hands. And listening for the feedback that your hands give you. Maybe a tingling sensation or sense of more energy in that area. So your hands were thanking you for the attention. And gently spreading that awareness through the arms. Including every area. The elbows up to the shoulders. Spreading the light and warmth of mindfulness and kindness into the neck area, the throat. Just checking how your head is positioned, whether that's comfortable for the neck, or you can adjust a little bit if you wish. Noticing the jaw, giving permission to the jaw to fully relax. The mouth to relax. Perhaps notice what kind of effect happens if you just give a very gentle smile. Listening in deeply to all the sensations in the facial muscles, the cheeks, ears. Allowing the eyes to relax into the sockets. releasing any pressure or tension around the eyebrows and the forehead. As though bathing the whole face in the warm glow of the sunshine. And including the scalp area, exploring the sensations there, giving them kindness. Now just expand your awareness to include the whole body. Getting a sense of the whole body. And how it feels now. See if you can take the relaxation even deeper. Perhaps imagining that you're lying in the warm turquoise sea, weightless, floating. No need to hold any tension in the muscles. And as you keep pouring your caring attention through the body, allowing it to relax, see if you can notice the joy in that relaxation, the delight in a relaxed body. are thoughts or emotions floating through the mind, just allow them to come and pass away. Just like clouds in a blue sky. And also noticing the space between those thoughts. See if you can notice the beauty, the delight in the silent moments in the mind. As the silence grows, see if you notice the breath. If it comes to you, allow it to come into the mind. It doesn't want to come in. Allow it to go. Just remain in the present moment. Aware, kind, content. Making peace with whatever experience arises. So we're coming to the end of the meditation. But before you open your eyes, just reflect for a few moments on the process. What happened when you put kindness between you and what you were aware of? What kind of attitudes led to calming the mind? And if your mind doesn't feel very calm, have another look. How do you feel now compared to when you began the meditation? Not looking for big results, not being proud and demanding in nature, but contented and easily satisfied, appreciating whatever peace you've experienced in your body and mind. So please listen to the bell, and at the end of the third ringing, we can open our eyes and come out of the meditation. Schedule, we have some walking meditation for just less than a half an hour. So again, in walking, it's the same practice. Yeah. It doesn't matter how we position our body, whether it's sitting, walking, dancing, sleeping. The point is the intention we bring to it. Yeah. So try to use the walking period as a way to continue to develop kindness towards the body, and to enjoy the process. So walking is very nice because you choose a little piece of space, whether in the walking meditation you choose the horizontal direction so that many people can walk, or the weather's not bad, you can go outside and find a patch of grass and have a start and an end point. And this sort of reminds you that you're not getting anywhere. So with every step we arrive. Yeah. And just have a look at how much is involved in each step. It's more than you imagine. So as the mindfulness builds, you start to see more and more deeply into what's happening. When we sit and not a lot seems to happen, it can be quite subtle. But when we walk, it's quite good if you're a little bit restless, because there's a lot more to focus your attention on. So notice the way the foot moves and the sensations in the sole of the foot when it reaches the ground. Just see if you can really get into that and notice the pleasure. Because it's very uncommon that we have unpleasant sensations in the feet. Usually the sensations are quite subtle, quite pleasant. So there's different aspects, you know, there's the actual contact, there's also the sensation of weight, you know, where the foot's touching the ground, how it moves when you lift, how it moves to put it back down. So it's not about going fast or going slowly, you can go at a natural pace if you want. And keep it relaxed, because one of the things that I've noticed in walking meditation is if we, again, use that sort of concentration and make the mind too small and focused on one area, or we get, you know, I don't know, into this competition of who can go more slowly, then you do end up getting a bit of tension in the shoulders and the back. So sometimes see if you want to just spread your attention as well and you know, include more of the body, the general sense of the body. So there's no rules around it, really. Find what works, find what's pleasant and relaxing for you.